Howdy, neighbors. Midday today, Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check your midday agricultural news here on K101. We're back in just a moment.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Hey neighbors, I've got an invitation for you to attend one of the best beef cattle conferences anywhere in the country. It's the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference, April 23rd, 24th, Canadian, Texas. Join cattle producers from multiple states and hear from a dozen of the smartest minds in the beef business, including seed stock producer Mark Gardner, succession plan guru Dr. Shannon Farrell, Troy Applehands of Cattle Facts, and more. Great eating is guaranteed, and there's over 100 trade show exhibitors. Google Hemp Hill County Beef Conference for their website for more info and to register. We're talking today with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, you're a busy guy, moving first from the Oklahoma State Capitol for Ag Day, but now you're in our nation's capital, and you've been on Capitol Hill.
Yes, we have. This is for NCBA Spring Legislative Conference. We're just tickled to be able to come in and participate in this from a national perspective, kind of boots on the hill, if you will, boots and hats on the hill. And we scheduled time to see all seven of our congressional representatives. And then we also took an opportunity to catch another representative from New York City, as a matter of fact, and visit with him and talk to him about the beef cattle industry and so forth. So very, very important meeting, very important for us to come and to be here on the hill to share an update of the cattle industry as a whole, and then talk issues that are important to us right now, whether they're longstanding issues or new issues that are up and coming, whatever the case may be. This is just a great opportunity to do that.
What's top of mind as far as those issues that you are basically highlighting to our legislative and our lawmakers?
Yeah, so there's a handful, obviously. One is the Farm Bill, kind of understanding the Farm Bill timeline. Interesting, you kind of get two different stories, if you will. You get a House side, which is Chairman Thompson is out of the House Ag Committee. He's working really hard. Of course, our own Mr. Lucas is front and center on that and is a high advisor on that. And Mr. Agriculture, if you will, is what we call him. And so the House is progressing forward. They're looking like they're going to try to have something out by Memorial Day and try to keep moving forward. The Senate, a little bit different story, maybe a little slower.
Cattlemen on Capitol Hill, that's Michael Kelsey, Executive VP of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And more to come today here on K101. We're back in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. Drought is getting a little more severe and a little more significant as we now have not just moderate drought in the state of Oklahoma, but a little bit of severe drought as well. 26% of Oklahoma now in moderate drought, up from 15% a week ago. 3% of the state now is in severe drought, primarily in Grant County and in Woods County here in the northwestern part of the state. Abnormally dry or worse, up to 58% versus 50% a week ago. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes on K101.